So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Metaphysical, paranormal, and spiritual information show that is designed to stretch your mind and help you to think outside of the box. And on today's show, as usual, my husband Mick will be deep trance channeling. And with the aid of our spirit friends, we are going to be finding out about healing. And basically, if anybody from last week's program would like to phone in to let us know if they have any experiences this week, we would love to hear from you. Or if you have any other or interests or questions that you would like to find out about the healing energies or anything to do with it, then just do email us. Give us a ring on 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S., 877-876-5227. It's toll-free. In Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And the international call isn't toll-free, but it's 001-530-876-3222. So, and I do believe it's about 9 o'clock at night in the U.K., so if you're having a night in, give us a ring.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Mick Avery, as well as Spirit's Work, on the wonderful and ever-present bbsradio.com every Monday at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. PST. We have another radio show, and that's called Spirit Teaching. You can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you want to know more about us, our books, CDs, book an Akashic reading, or any of the other services that we offer, please do go and visit our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com and also www.spiritsworkradio.com. As Sylvie said, I'm a deep trance medium, and every week, live on the show, I channel, go into trance, Gregory Hay, who had an earth life 300 years ago. I have the ability to completely hand over my body to the spirit world so they may use it to speak through. And I know absolutely nothing about what has happened during this time. When I do go into the deep trance state, my conscious mind and my spirit are transported elsewhere by the spirit team who work with us, and then they bring me back again when the spirit communicator leaves. I not only miss the whole show, but I very rarely remember where it was they took me either. But then that's my job, and I'm not actually supposed to focus on where it is that I've gone, unlike shamanic practitioners and that kind of thing who actually make it their business to know where it is they've gone. For this situation, the absent mind is what is necessary. Anyway, so kind of there it is. So without further ado, I'm going to hand you back to Sylvie, and have a great show. And
thanks.
I'm just going to go to sleep now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, bye. Gregory, who you will be listening to very shortly, is the spokesperson for a group of spirits of higher intelligence called the White Cloud Group. And the group consists of many great minds as well as ordinary people, and between them, they have access to vast knowledge and insight. They've come to bring their teachings because there is a need for us to have an understanding beyond the constraint of our human minds. I think we'd all agree with that. The subject matter we cover, whether in our books or on our radio shows or CDs, is limitless and will hopefully help you to become more knowledgeable and better informed as to the nature of your existence on Earth, as well as your continued life after physical death. We do not have any religious bias or political persuasion, and our mission is only to bring truthful information and knowledge through our gifts of spirit. And we will be having another mini Akashic reading show at some time in the future, and what we do now is we ask people to sign up for the shows, if you'd like an Akashic reading on the show. It's a mini, it's a 10-minute reading. It's just a snippet of basically what an Akashic reading, a full Akashic reading is like. But we do manage, Gregory does manage to cram quite a lot of information into those readings, and they're very popular. So if you want to join us on a show in the future sometime, we would need your full name at birth, and which is your first, middle, and last name on your birth certificate, okay, and your date of birth, your telephone number, and a question that you would like to ask Gregory. And then you email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. Of course, if you'd like a proper private one-to-one or a private reading from Gregory, an Akashic reading, we do various different times, lengths of reading. And your Akashic book is what Gregory will be reading from, and that is your book of life. Everything you've ever been, done, thought, felt, and sensed is in that book, and he will give you a synopsis of that and help you with your spirit guides and all sorts of things, your doorkeepers, your soul group, your doorkeeper rather, and what soul group you come from. Okay? So, anyway, I do believe somebody on the line. Hello, is there a caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes? Are you speaking with me now?
Yes, well, we haven't actually started the show yet, but... hang on a second, hang on a second. Okay. I'd just like to welcome Gregory with us. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, my dear friend. Good luck and time.
So, anyway, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I have some questions regarding a friend who's ill.
A friend who is ill?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm wondering if there... Well, how many questions am I allowed first? I don't know.
Well, really, what we're doing is we're discussing healing on this show.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's quite appropriate. We're not doing personal readings or anything like that, but anything that you would like, I don't know about being able to, how explicit Gregory would be able to be, but I'll leave that up to him to talk to you about your friend. But if you would like to talk to Gregory, then he can deal with it. What's your name?
Yes, if this is about healing, my name is Bonnie Nadine, but my friend who really needs help, his name is Slim. Of course, that's not his given name. Do you need his given name and date of birth?
Well, not for this show. We don't really do readings on this show, but we'll see what Gregory can help you with.
All right.
What I was talking about before was signing up for the Akashic Reading show in the future, and I'll explain a little bit more about that towards the end of the show, and if you can listen on that, and then you'll find out more.
All right.
Okay, but see if Gregory can help you.
And your question is, friend?
Yes, Gregory, it is for a friend. He is very ill. He suffers schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Are you able to send healing to this person?
Well, yes, of course. But the point is, my dear friend, that your friend may well actually need help in other areas.
Yes.
And the situation really would be more revealed, my friend, if you did as our dear friend here says and perhaps... send in his birth date and that kind of thing, and also to arrange perhaps for some kind of illumination of your friend. This means, in fact, my dear friend Bonnie, that you would actually, it may well be possible for you to be able to do this. That means that you would actually go and visit with him at a prescribed time and date, you understand?
Yeah.
And that you would place your hands behind him on his shoulders so that you could illuminate him for the spirit world. This means that you actually show up what exactly exists around him by your presence being there. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
And then because then what we would be able to do is quite possibly to ascertain as to whether your friend has some other situations around in his auric field or something to do with his life which has actually brought this on, that it's not necessarily... I must understand, friend, that many people in this condition are not actually suffering from some physical or psychological ailment. They're actually suffering from situations or details released from other beings in the spirit world.
Okay. All right.
But I just have to say, friend, that the reason for the illumination is to ascertain this, to find out if this is the case.
I see. If I were not able to do this for some months, is there another way that I can do this without being in his physical presence?
Well, it would be extremely difficult. The point is, friend, now, and I know that very well that many, many other people will perhaps send absent healing or something like that, and that's something that you can do as well. But I'm really saying for a full and proper clinical assessment of your friend, it would need to have someone, perhaps another friend of his or whatever, who lives in that area to perhaps do the job for you. You understand?
Yes.
And then that would mean that we would actually be able to find out exactly what is going on in his life and what has actually caused this.
On the date of birth.
Situation, yes. Don't forget the date of birth. His
birth
name,
yes.
Full birth name and date of birth are the things that we would need.
All right. And I would send this where?
You would send it...
To me at E... Have you got a pen on you?
Yes.
Have you got access to email?
Yes.
Okay, so it's email it to me at enq...
Yes.
...at spirit... ...dash... ...teaching...
Yes.
.com.
Okay, the teaching has no S on it. It is singular.
No, that's right, no S. And if
and G as in George, N as in Nancy, and Q?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
I'm sorry, that was G as in George or T as in Tammy?
N as in Tammy, friend.
Okay. All right.
So
thank you very, very much.
ENQ at spirit-teaching.com. If you want to go on our website, it's www.spirit-teaching.com.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You all have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, friend.
Okay.
Yes, well, hello, friend.
Hello, how are
with
you today?
With love and light.
Oh, thank you very much. So,
I am very well, thank you. Feeling quite brisk.
Are you?
Yes, brisk.
Good, there is
a great deal happening at this time.
Okay, would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, yes, really, to do with our combating of these extreme negative forces and that kind of thing. For those people, those minds... who think that they are going to win the day.
Right, okay. Well, this you're talking about the similar sort of situation that we've just heard about from this lady, a possible situation.
Well, yes.
Because, as we know, you've talked before about schizophrenia. I don't know what the ratio percentage of would be for people that have been diagnosed with that problem that do actually have either an attachment or just a situation where they have negative spirit entities in their auric field.
Oh, yes.
What would you think the percentage of that was?
Well, the percentage of schizophrenic patients vis-a-vis to this situation is about half and half, I have to say. So there's half of the people who are in mental institutions at this moment in time suffering from schizophrenia shouldn't be there. Mm. They should actually be treated by a good medium. In some way or other.
Mm. Yes. Yes, and we know how difficult that is, unfortunately, to get somebody to take this sort of thing on. It's something that we deal with every single day.
Yes, absolutely.
We've got 8 on the go at the moment, I think, but we actually worked on this morning.
Yes.
So what else were you going to say about that?
Well, also, I was really using it as well, my friend, as a blanket term, really, but we'll just set that aside for the moment.
Okay.
So what I'm also having to say here is that there are other conditions which are also attracting some difficulty for children, especially perhaps different kinds of clinical psychological conditions or conditions of their genetic heritage, mutations such as autism or whatever. Those two, of course, are situations which can actually be rectified in some cases by certain situations surrounding their auric field or surrounding their natural body system. Sometimes these are presences from the spirit world, and at other times it's really to do with energy, or it's to do, or these are issues actually to do with their registry. This is, if it's a registry situation, it means to say that the spirit is not, has not fully inclined to the physical state. Now, that doesn't mean to say that the spirit ever actually, shall we say, fully materializes into physical life. That's not the case at all, because, of course, the spirit always remains in the spirit world. But it is to say that at times there will be situations where the spirit registry to do with the physical life is at odds with it. So, in other words, conditions have to be made for the physical person to try to further entice the spirit fully into the physical form so that that person can have a more corrective state of mind. Now, I know full well that sometimes these conditions are also brought about by various problems with the synapse in the brain and that kind of thing, and that these also are situations peculiar to some individuals' physical state.
Yes, we do tend to hear more these days about these situations. I haven't got the name of it in front of me now because I didn't realize you were going to be talking about this, but we came up against this. Can you remember the name of that syndrome that a friend of ours' son has been diagnosed with recently?
Oh, yes. It was an opposing disorder of some sort whereby the child actually rebuts any sort of feeling toward trying to get them to do anything and will constantly argue the point and maybe even do the opposite.
Absolutely, yes.
And that, too, is quite a concurrent system, situation, which I have to say, in some people, it voices of a lesser state, so that you may have someone who just doesn't get on with their parents or whatever, and of course that's not really a difficulty, quite simply because the child may well be from a different soul group to the parents, and that's why they actually don't get on. The situation also can be that the child is actually feeling that they are unsupported. And that, too, may be applied to certain situations of this type of case. However, I have to say also that there are some children who really have quite a problem with this situation of understanding that they need to do certain things in the physical life in order not to conform, but to have an easy life, really.
Mm. Absolutely. Hello, yes. Caller.
Hello there, Sylvie. Hello there, Gregory.
Oh, hi.
Hello, friend.
Is that Brian?
Yes. How do you know?
Hello.
You know my voice by now.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Gregory.
Yeah.
I'm just going to... I wrote this question down, so I'm going to read from a piece of paper.
That's good.
Okay. Is there a healing energy... I know that it comes from also from the spirit realm, but is there also healing energy coming toward Earth from other star systems, like, say, the Pleiades, Andromeda, Sirius? Are these energies also coming toward Earth to help Earth?
An interesting point, friend, and I have to say that it may well be that some human beings feel that they pick up or connect with a certain energy from this specific location. However, I have to say that much or most of this is purely conjecture. It is purely people bringing that into their mind so that they focus upon it. By focusing on it, they are focusing the collective of the energy of the spirit world. That's actually what they're doing.
So
don't forget, friend, that the spirit world exists throughout the entire universe in physical state and also the entire universe in all dimensions that have ever existed. And so the point is that if you as a physical being are perhaps emotionally tied to or are perhaps of the view that you have been taught maybe that these certain star systems or whatever have a magnetic and connective quality, perhaps because of the geometric alignment of certain ways in which spiritual evolution has taken place upon the planet Earth throughout mankind, it may well be that that enables you to concentrate your loving energy and your awareness upon that particular place, and then that enables, of course, the spirit world to react to it. And in effect, what really is happening, friend, is that you may feel that that could be a place of where an energy is coming from, and it may well actually feel physically as though that energy is coming from that place. But it will really be that the spirit world is collectively using your attitude in order to funnel that energy. And it's actually energy in the spirit world is energy of the universe. There are no other places or planes of where this form of energy is exclusive, because it isn't exclusive, it's everywhere.
Ah, I see. But to us, in the physical form, it's invisible.
Well, it can be, but it also can be part physical, my friend.
Huh.
That's the point, really.
Yes.
That, and this is very often sometimes something which may happen, perhaps if you are fortunate enough to see a physical medium or some such thing as that, then at times there may well be activities which are drawn into the circle of, because of the love intensity, that these such energies may actually be visible. I also have to say, my dear friend, that if you are doing healing or if you are present during a person who is giving trance healing to somebody else, to a client, then sometimes it may well be that within the healing group there becomes manifest a circular energy or something like that which is around the medium. Sometimes I understand even there may well be actual visual experiences by those people on looking to the healing situation that they may actually experience different, they may see different things. They may actually even start to see the mechanism, that some of the mechanisms that we use in healing. Because the point is that in the spirit world, friend, it's not just about healing energy. We actually construct mechanical situations that deliver pinpoint accuracy of energy healing from elsewhere in the spirit world. And we actually use mechanisms to focus this energy in order to bring about well-being for the patient. Now, sometimes as well, my friend, I have to say that some healers may experience very strange sensations on their fingers and that kind of thing. Particularly if they are veering more into the trance state of healing, in which case they will actually perhaps be using the very points of their fingers upon the physical body on certain places, particularly, I have to say, when using dealing with things like spinal cleansing or when dealing with things like issues to do with the actual spinal cord or to do with the actual makeup of the spine itself, the physical state itself. And sometimes the healer may actually feel impressed to use perhaps just one or two fingers or fingers in very strange ways in order to actually facilitate certain healing situations. And the patient, in fact, would possibly even feel needles or some other such thing, or energy actually going in to them, to their physical state at those points. The point to say is here that, that we use a kind of webbing which is attached to the underside of the healer's hand. And this is something which is just momentarily placed there for that particular part of healing. And then we will actually direct and channel energy into that. It, it's a form of, how you say, on your side of life, that you would have a filament. It's like a hollow filament that is actually suspended upon the hand itself, upon the palm, and is that runs along each finger, and that energy is emitted from each of those fingers in order to be able to help heal the patient. Sometimes it is not quite in that regard, but it may be actually that the energy passes through the very fingers of the healing agent. To the patient in that way, you see. And but the point is to remember always is that healing energy is love, pure love, and that is what you actually assimilate with. That is what you raise your vibration to have a complete at one state with. And when you do that, you are actually bringing through the love of the spirit world to heal that patient. So no matter what mechanism it is that they bring in, and yours is not the business of knowing necessarily what that is, but it's just understanding that the spirit world has so many, many different mechanisms and possibilities to direct energy towards the patient for you. You just have to leave aside your doubt and leave aside necessarily this assimilation with certain ideologies. I understand they may be necessary for some people, but not for everyone. And the, in truth and in fact of the matter, it is all about you and your trust and erasure of doubt.
It's funny, Greg, you speak of that. Even in nature, the energy is just so beautiful. Seeing rainbows materialize, and I always wondered, are rainbows created in the spirit realm and then manifested in the physical?
Well, that is true as well. Yes, absolutely so. But also I have to say, of course, that there are many prismatic effects which happen in the spirit world, which are perhaps even in regards of you looking and observing at a rainbow in the physical state, that is something which is just I find it words difficult to describe, really, because if you looked really carefully into a rainbow effect, you would actually perhaps begin to see the particles begin to separate. But actually what happens in the spirit world is that they do separate, and what you have is that each particle is a mirror of its neighbor. And so you have this absolutely glorious shimmery effect of the rainbow as it exists in the spirit world. And that is, my friend, exactly the same effect as you have in the spirit world when we are observing things like trees or animals or human beings even. We observe the auric field of a human being and we see the shimmery effect as their energy pulsates around them, as their auric field extends or retracts around them, depending on their wellness, on their brightness, on how they feel, how positive they are, how loving they are. All of these things have a beautiful effect or a lesser effect upon the human state, in exactly the same way as it has an effect upon all other animal beings, all physical life.
Yes. I'm starting to see that now, also in my physical vision, these lights and stuff and the patterns in the sky. And, you know, it's so beautiful.
Absolutely.
And just opening myself up to nature and, you know, and getting out more and starting to see the butterflies and feel their vibration. It feels good.
Absolutely, because, my friend, every creature you are observing, every note of prana that you are seeing, that's the little squiggly things that you see in the sky sometimes, they are spirit. They are all spirit and all the part of God, all that beautiful energy part of God, which exists there for you to bring about a conscious effort in the service of someone else.
Well, it sure is working with me. And I thank the spirit world. You know, I thank them for allowing me to see this and really allow myself the appreciation to expand my consciousness and be aware of these.
My dear friend, you are such a loving light. I really hope and pray that this is something which will just overflow you.
It sure does. I can feel it. Well, God bless you, Gregory. Thank you, my friend.
Thank
so
you,
much, my dear friend.
Thank you, Sylvie.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's interesting, isn't it? So would you say that, in general, the more open you become to on your spiritual pathway, in your spiritual development, the more you will be able to see, like, spirit in a different way, in the energy sense?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So what you need to do is to erase the doubt that's in your mind. Don't go on the premise that other people have, oh, that you have to do this and you have to do that, learn this mantra, that mantra. You have to be able to hold your fingers in a certain way in order to meditate properly, or you have to sit even cross-legged upon the floor. Well, you can if you want to, but try telling that to a cripple. It doesn't work. So what the situation is that the person has to sit or stand or walk and meditate, do whatever it is that helps you to relax. Swim, if you wish. And you can meditate doing that, too.
But the thing is, it's a natural progression, is it not? That as you become more spiritually aware, that you do just naturally see things in God's beauty, like Brian was saying,
yes.
When you're out and about.
Oh, yes.
You see more of life.
Yes, and life sees you. That is the point. Life is attracted to you. The more that you explore the vision quests that are within you, the situations of unique identity harmony that exists all around you, when you become at one with that, you are, in a sense, almost bordering upon enlightenment, because it is enlightenment. You are finding out the truth of reality, exactly what exists on your doorstep, without you actually having to pay large amounts of money for it. You don't have to do that. It's non-physical. Yet, it can become physical in your life, purely because you transcend the vibration of what you had been yesterday to what you will of it today. And if you are with an open mind and open eyes and open ears as well, all of your senses brimming to perfection are a cure for all ills.
And harmony,
really,
and harmony and nature will become attracted to you.
Yes, that's
to your vibration.
Point. Absolutely so. You must understand, friend, that there was a time when birds never used to fly away from human beings, when butterflies never used to feel that they were in fear of their lives when a human being approached, but just rather that they just bathed in that energy, it coming from, emitting from that human being. That is what the glorious path of healing and love really centers upon, when somebody emits this glorious attitude.
I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're discussing healing. If you would like to join us with a question, it's free, it's toll-free, and in the U.S., the number to call is 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And international callers, I'm afraid it's not toll-free yet, but it's 001-530-876-3222. Gregory, you touched on spinal cleansing.
Yes.
Could you explain a little about what that is and why one would need that?
Yes. Now, spinal cleansing is really to do with situations that human beings get into in their physical daily life, that sometimes you actually come upon situations of grief in your life, perhaps interactions with other physical people that are not pleasant, and that kind of thing. And it can come about that those kinds of situations then live with the physical person for some time and continue to reiterate themselves, continue to spark off, so that when your mind is perhaps resting or something like that, it becomes actually attracted to that resource of negativity that was then replayed again and again in your mind. The reason for this is because your spine, and particularly in between the second vertebrae of the neck and the fifth vertebrae of the thorax, is actually an area which is extremely sensitive. Extremely sensitive. And the reason for this is because it's actually where your spirit migrates to and from when you are in dream state. And that is why it's so sensitive. And incidentally, also, of course, when you're having an out-of-body experience and that kind of thing. And lastly, when you pass, that will be where it comes through, where your spirit eventually leaves your physical state. So, the condition of your spine and your spinal fluid is something of an essence which is really crucial and critical to your well-being state. So one of the things that we recommend is that for people who have had exchanges of energy of a negative state, for whatever reason it is, that they have a kind of a cleanse of their spinal cord area. And this really is a situation which actually will be revealed perhaps in a great upwelling and healing sensation. The patient would possibly sometimes feel a great warmth rising from the bottom portion of their back, or it may well be that deep inside they feel a great sense of a chill or coldness actually surrounding their spinal column. And that is something as well which is quite indicative of their spine being cleansed in a way of with a healer who is giving that form of cleansing. And actually what they're doing is they are alternating the energy from a negative energy into a positive energy. And so naturally, in the truest sense of the word, you would have the positive energy rising once again, which is actually what it's supposed to do, is to rise up the spinal cord in that way. You see, so that when you feel love, I am not talking about physical love, which actually comes from the base chakra. What I'm talking about is actually to do with, in part, I suppose, the emotional state of yourself, but also to do with the relativity of your past life experience and how that then affects your spinal area. So I'm saying that spinal cleansing is something which is an absolute must, really, for many people.
And when you say past life experience, you mean your life leading up to that point?
Yes, absolutely so.
Mm.
Whatever that is.
Yes.
The other kind of past life experience.
The unmentionable. Okay.
Well, yes.
We're going to do another show on that shortly.
Yes.
So presumably somebody, the healer, would have to know what was going on, or would they just give to the moment and the spirit world would work through them and do their thing?
Oh, absolutely so. To a certain extent, that would be the case. Yes, the spirit world would just be able to do that anyway. But the point to say, though, is that the healer, and this isn't to say that the healer needs to be someone verified or certified or whatever, it is you or anyone who is listening to this program. You are a healer. And so this is something that you can actually possibly bring about with a little bit of development. You can bring about to help someone else. And what you may feel is nothing. You may feel absolutely nothing. Just place your hands upon the shoulders, stay there for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then walk away and wonder what on earth all that was about. But the point is, though, that if you develop a little bit further, the situation will gradually progress and you will begin to possibly feel things if you are of a mind to, if you're that nosy. If you're not, if you really do not mind whether you feel things or not, then it will obviously be the case that the channeling energies through you from the spirit world will actually be that more unique and that more precipitous, because in actual fact they won't have the interference of your mind to detract them from their task of healing the person that you want to heal. That's something that you need to take upon yourselves. If you are doing healing, that if you use your mind, oh yes, I must put my finger there, or hand there, or this feels a bit funny, or whatever, then you are actually detracting from the spirit world. You are actually then having a hand in it, rather than being a clear channel for the beautiful, free, and loving spirit energy from the spirit world.
That must be quite frustrating for the spirit, the driving force that's doing the healing.
Oh, yes. Oh, there they go again, thinking that it's them. Oh, no. And they're bringing their hands this way and that way.
Yes, but, I mean, and they're trying to impress the healer to put their hands here, and it's their mind clicks in, and they actually put it somewhere else.
Yes, and interfere with
and
it.
And interfere. And
absolutely.
How frustrating is that?
Oh, very frustrating. Can be. But, of course, then that would be considered as a negative energy physical beings. I'm not saying that it gets that far, but obviously it doesn't matter whether you are a person who is a Christian healer and you want to slap someone on the forehead and give them healing that way. If that's what you feel that is beneficial to them and is going to work for them, then so be it. There will probably be a spirit guide who is quite happy with that scenario, because anything is better than nothing. But it doesn't mean to say necessarily that the energy is going to be that equitable with the perfect balance of pure beauty that can arise from real spirit healing.
Mm. Funny. So, what about aura cleansing then? As soon as we're in that area.
Yes, and this is quite a strange situation, I have to say, because sometimes you may see a healer giving a patient healing or something like that, and then they suddenly start shaking their hands like they've got some slime on them or something like that, which I feel is quite strange. Now, the situation may well be, according to Mr. Sinitra, that the person does need aura cleansing or something like that, in which case it actually begins at the head, at the top of the head, and the aura cleansing begins there at that place. And you place your hands in a form of a steeple. We call it the steeple. And basically, on the crown of the head, you move your fingers into a steeple-like shape, all of your fingers and your thumbs connected above the top of the head. And this then facilitates a direct approach by the spirit world and also raises the client's balanced view as well, so that they actually become a little submerged in the energy that is coming through, that you are facilitating by the crown of your fingers at the very point at which they are all pointing, you see?
So Gregory's got his hands in a prayer, sort of prayer position.
Yes, in that kind of way. And what happens is that the spirit world energy actually transcends then through the fingers, through the tops of the fingers, and then down over the physical frame and the auric field of the person, the patient that you are healing.
And you've just opened the heel of the palm of your hand as well as it comes down, I
guess. Yes, yes, absolutely so. And then gradually, as it does that, you will then be able to leave the steeple, because it's there in place. You've already made it, and that's their way in. And then what you are doing is you are actually bringing the energy down the physical body. You are actually moving your physical hands, but as I say, try not to interfere with your mind in this, but you will actually gradually bring your hands down across the body, on both sides of the body in this way, not touching them incidentally. You are in their auric field, so it will be 2 or 3 inches outside of their physical state as you bring your hands all the way down to their feet. And then you will perhaps move to the side of your patient and start again from the very top. And it doesn't matter if they're sat down, then so be it. That's quite all right too. And so if they are sat down and you are standing now at the side of them, you will do exactly the same thing again, beginning with the steeple at the top of the head and then moving down around the face and around down the physical body, as I say, not physically touching them at all, but actually, so this really is a state of mind alteration for you as a physical being, because you are actually tracing that person's physical frame without actually touching them and with your eyes closed at the same time.
How far away from the body?
2 to 3 inches. And it does not matter if that person's auric field is extended out because they are in a state of rapture, bliss, or something like that. That's quite all right. It doesn't matter. What you are doing is you are healing the receptors around the skin. Don't forget, friend, that the skin is the physical body's largest organ. That is something which is covered with receptors, which actually enables the auric field to take place, to actually blossom out from the spirit within a self and through the skin and emit the presence and energy of that life experience so far.
And so what about the chakras? In what happens when you're doing that as far as the chakras are concerned?
Well, I would state, friend, that what generally happens in the healing situation and condition will be that the chakra state itself will become more in tune with the physical state. Don't forget that if you are healing the aura, if you are dealing with the aura in this way, what you are actually doing is finely balancing that person, as well as illuminating any negative traits that there may be there. Now, I understand, after you have completed this task of both the front and the back of the body and the two sides of the body that you are healing, you would then perhaps place your hands upon the shoulders and then be impressed to go to certain areas of negativity and perhaps use your hands to bring this healing about with those certain amount of centered energy upon those specific conditions.
And you would be impressed to do something with those energies. I mean, okay, so you find the energies.
Well, yes, it may well be. Don't forget, friend, that usually for most human physical people, you are giving with the right hand and taking away with the left. In which case, it may well be that you just simply place your right hand upon that negative energy source and place your left hand backwards behind you. And what it's actually doing then is that the negative energy is actually traveling around your physical body, not through you. It's around your physical body and out through the direction of your hand. And in fact, what you're doing is you're pointing your hand toward the earth. And what you are then doing is returning the negativity to the earth. That doesn't mean to say then that the Mother Earth is full of negativity. But what it does mean is that the earth itself is then able to heal that energy, because you are using your loving energy to deal with it. And so part of your loving energy also is directed into the earth, surrounding that negativity that you've just taken away. I hope you understand that.
Yes, I'm sure people are thinking, oh, well, how will I know what the negative energy looks like? And
you don't have to worry about that.
You don't have to know.
Don't busy your mind over it. Don't be that critical. And that doesn't mean to say that it means you then shed arrows of doubt in your mind, because the whole point and purpose of why we are doing this and why it is that so many people come unstuck with healing is because they doubt themselves. So part of the development process for a human being is to ignore those shouting voices outside of themselves saying you are useless or whatever, or that you aren't healing anything, as many scientists may try to persuade you is the case. All you have to do is understand that people in some walks of life have rigid minds and rigid thinking, and that because of that, they are unaware of the true and totality of the universe which exists all around them. And that what you're doing is forging a process which they are unknowing of, and that they have no semblance of understanding within them. What a shame that they're missing out on so much.
And I know that we talked briefly last week about whether you have your eyes open or closed when you do healing, but presumably if you're closed, if you've got your eyes closed, then you are more, you're going to be more in tune with your spirit and your spirit guides, no?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes. You are going to be much more connected, if you will, with the energy of the universe, no matter whether that is to do perhaps with Reiki healing or whatever it is. If you're connecting with the universal energy and doing Reiki healing, then you are probably going to have your eyes closed too. And the situation is no different with spirit healing, except, of course, that you're using the energy, utilizing the energy, and helping the spirit energy of the universe to help you.
And you've actually welcomed that spirit interaction in your invocation and your actual act of wanting to do it that
way,
stating that you're going to be doing working in that way.
Of course, because you're giving in that moment.
Mm. So if you've got your eyes closed, then you will be sensing these energies.
Yes, that is true. Just in the same way that you will possibly be sensing and connecting with the client's physical body in that respect. And so, in a sense, it's taking the intuitive state a good bit further and actually understanding that so long as you don't have fear or doubt, that doesn't mean to say that you have faith either. It's not faith healing. What you are doing is connectivity. That's something that you are bringing about in your physical life, connectivity with the universe.
And so presumably, again, you will be getting, some people might get clairvoyant visions of where they would put their hands.
Absolutely
so. Or sensing of what's wrong with the person.
Yes.
Maybe even clairaudience being told by the spirit world. So anything is possible, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. And healing is not the beginning of it, but it's a good way through. That's the point to say, because it's something that you are doing in a selfless way. Doesn't matter whether you're being paid for it or not. I'm not saying that. Obviously, people have to live. It's a physical life. It's a material world. That's what you live in. So you need to be paid, probably. If you have a lot of money, of course you don't. However, I have to say that that is a material condition. You are still in abundance, bringing together the spirit world and the physical world, and showing sometimes the physical world just how beautiful, how truly magnificent God's work is.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so that's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And I'd like to say thank you for anybody who joined us for the first time. And that we'll be here back again on Monday and again on Thursday. Do take a browse through our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. My name is Sylvie Avery, and thank you for listening to Spirit's Work. So until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, he still has fans here, you know. This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Sieber calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on bbsradio.com.
You're not quite as sold on the lights and all. You walk through, people look at you, and you don't wonder why anymore. Used to be, you held your head up, 'cause you knew what you were for. Break down any door if you have to. Now you're here in this town, and it seems very small. Well, you don't